VOA News. Suspected Taliban insurgents kidnapped dozens of passengers riding in a convoy of buses in northern Afghanistan Monday. A spokesman for the provincial government of Kunduz province says three buses were stopped as they were traveling from neighboring Takhar province to Kabul. The bold attack happened just one day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Taliban sources said their leadership had told local commanders to stop fighting for 4 days over the Muslim Eid al-Adha festival this week, but were unlikely to officially announce anything. Six shots were fired from a moving car at the U.S. Embassy in Turkey before dawn Monday. There were no casualties, no claims of responsibility for the attack, in which three of the six bullets fired hit the embassy gate and a reinforced window. Pope Francis has written a letter aimed at Catholics around the world condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up and demanding accountability. Associated Press correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
This is a formal response by the Pope himself to really Catholics around the world, responding to primarily the reports that have recently come out of the United States about widespread sexual abuse and cover-up in several dioceses in the state of Pennsylvania. The fact, though, that he is directing it to the people of God means that the audience is much broader than just the U.S.
The Pope said the Church must recognize and condemn the abuse with sorrow and shame. Last week, a U.S. report said more than 300 predator priests had abused more than 1,000 children in Pennsylvania during the span of 70 years. In his letter, Francis said no effort to beg pardon and to seek to repair the harm done will ever be sufficient. This is VOA News. A judge in Myanmar will deliver a verdict in 1 week in the trial of two Reuters journalists accused of breaking the country's secrecy laws by reporting on the Rohingya Muslim refugee crisis. Both defendants say they were framed by police. About 2 million Muslim pilgrims have marked the high point of the Hajj, the annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca, by ascending Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia.
Tens of thousands of pilgrims gathered on Mount Arafat to hear a sermon by Sheikh Hussein bin Abdulaziz al-Sheikh for the high point of the annual pilgrimage. The Sheikh described how a series of God's prophets, beginning with Abraham, were faithful to his commands as Abraham offered to sacrifice his son. Unlike many previous years, the Sheikh's sermon avoided politics, telling pilgrims that they should be faithful to the teachings of their religion and become better people for doing so. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Trump's decision to leave the Iran deal is historic.
Israel applauds the Trump administration's determination to reimpose tough sanctions on Iran and those doing business with Iran. I know that that view is shared by all our Arab neighbors, or practically everyone in this region.
Trump's national security advisor on Monday in Israel called the international nuclear agreement with Iran a wretched deal. After 65 years of separation, hundreds of relatives have been reunited for just a few hours anyway, as North and South Korea hold their first reunion in 3 years. About 330 South Koreans embraced 185 relatives from the North with tears of joy and disbelief. Some struggled to recognize family, having not seen them in more than 60 years. Jurors deciding the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort deliberated for a third day Monday. The six-man, six-woman jury has been discussing the case behind closed doors in a courthouse in Virginia near Washington, D.C., since last week. During the two-week-long trial, prosecutors said Manafort hid millions of dollars in offshore accounts in order to avoid paying American income taxes. They alleged much of the money came from Manafort's lobbying for the now-deposed Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych before Manafort joined President Trump's 2016 election campaign. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.